105.9 and 100.7. It's Continuous Light Favorites, and it's time for our weekly chat with South Strand internists and Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff today. That's at the new Strand Urgent Care. Good morning, Dr. Vandergriff, and a beautiful day, and welcome. We're going to talk about things with needles today.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about it's flu shot season, but it's also, you mentioned it's time for many of us to think about tetanus shots. I thought that we were done with that, that once you're, 10, 12 years old, you've had all your shots, you're done.
Yeah, and that's one of the things when we're looking at this time of year, we're talking about flu shots, maybe we're updating pneumonia vaccines, and tetanus sometimes be put off to the wayside. What the current recommendations say is that if you've not had a tetanus shot, you should get one every 10 years. But if you have a cut or a puncture wound or something and some injury like that, and it's been more than 5 years, then you should have that updated.
So what exactly is the tetanus shot?
So tetanus is a commonly called lockjaw, and you'll get these muscle spasms. They mainly occur in the jaw, but they can occur all over the body. It's caused by a bacteria that's normally found in the soil, but it can also be in saliva. The reason why we do the vaccine is the vaccine is very effective against stopping tetanus from happening, and since we aren't going to test for this bacteria with every cut or injury, the recommendation is just to give the shot. The reason why we want to do it as a routine every 10 years is because tetanus can actually start before the vaccine can become effective. So if you get a cut, you come in, the doctor says, when was your last tetanus shot? Oh, it's been 20 years. Well, we're going to give you a tetanus shot today. But the reality is there's about a week to 2 weeks before that vaccine can be fully effective, and there's a small chance that they could get tetanus during that 1 to 2 week period. But if patients have had their routine tetanus vaccines, then that is going to help prevent that from happening. Now, I will tell you, in 17 years of private practice, I've never seen tetanus.
Wow.
But there is still that risk involved, and so that's why we want to do it as a routine, not just wait till you get an injury.
So what would tetanus show up as, other than the jaw, locking of the jaw? What else would what else would be a symptom that if we have not been up on our shots?
That's the main symptom is spasming of the muscles. It starts in the jaw muscles, facial muscles. It can be very painful and severe. It can go into the neck and the back and the chest, down into your stomach and your lower legs. I mean, it just kind of progresses from the top all the way down, and it causes these painful spasms, and it's dangerous, very dangerous.
And of course, as you said, once you start that, it's too late for the vaccine. And I guess what you're saying also is, I have a terrible cut, or I have some injury, it's too late to get the tetanus shot. The tetanus may already be in the body.
No, it's not too late. We would still do the shot.
Okay.
But that's why I want your listeners to be open to a routine tetanus shot rather than waiting. You know, a lot of people say, I don't like shots, I don't like needles.
That would be me. I'm raising my hand.
I'm not interested in a routine vaccine, but if I get cut, then yeah, I'll get a tetanus shot then. Well, that's the point of these vaccines. We don't want to wait until you get the flu. We have a medicine that can treat the flu, but we don't want you to get the flu. We want you to prevent the flu. And the same thing with tetanus shot. We want you to prevent this possibility of tetanus. So we don't want you to get it. So that's why we recommend as a routine every 5 to 10 years.
Now, is the tetanus shot just a regular minor little shot? Is there anything else to it?
No, it's just a little shot. It creates a little bit of a sore muscle for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes insurances are covering it. Now, some of the Medicare plans do not cover it, but it's around $50 or $60
okay.
If it's not covered by your insurance.
Now, how about ages? Any specifics for young, middle, young, old? Is there something that you might guide people based on age for tetanus shots?
Right. Well, the pediatric population, there's a series. The last tetanus shot they normally get in their pediatrics is around 12 to 14. And then after that, they become adults, and then oftentimes it gets forgotten. But there's a 4-year-old and a 12 to 14-year-old tetanus shot. The other thing that we do with the tetanus vaccine is the pertussis. So the Tdap has the tetanus and the pertussis built in. Now, pertussis for an adult doesn't normally cause anything more than a bad cold, but pertussis in small kids can be very dangerous and life-threatening. So much so that pediatricians are now telling parents, when you have your parents, your grandparents that are coming to visit, make sure the grandparents have had their Tdap that has the tetanus and the pertussis, because the grandparents are oftentimes not getting their tetanus shots, and that's where the pertussis is included in.
Now, when you're saying the pertussis, is that showing up in adults basically just as a cold?
Correct. It's just a bad cold. We're not going to do any blood tests or anything to show that you have pertussis as an adult. But in kids, it can be very dangerous and put them in the hospital and life-threatening.
So I have a cold, and it could be pertussis. I do not want to be around little kids if I haven't had the shot or they haven't had the shot.
No, that's right.
Wow. And, of course, this is the sort of thing I'm guessing not everybody is aware of. I'm needing these tetanus shots or the pertussis, so you need to be asking your medical provider. What would you say? Most people are getting the tetanus, or most people are not aware of?
I would say most people are not getting it unless they have an injury. Yeah. And that's why we talk about it. And that's why we usually encourage getting a yearly physical,
mm-hmm.
because that's when we can talk about these vaccines that may be missed or forgotten.
So if you, my listeners, do not have a regular physician, yes, at Strand Urgent Care, your family physician, Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff in Surfside at South Strand Internist, and Dr. Brian Adler. Dr. Vandergriff, it is always enlightening and a little frightening for those of us that have not had a tetanus shot. Not a big fan, but I will make my appointment and I'll get up to date. Tetanus shots. I guess it's not too far down the road to start talking about flu shots. Are we doing flu shots now? Is it the season?
It is the season. The pharmacies have been doing flu shots for a couple of months now, but our flu season usually hits December to February. And so I tell my personal patients, don't get it until October, November. Now, October is just around the corner.
Yeah.
The flu shot lasts for about 4 months, and last year we really didn't see flu until February. So I'm concerned about people getting their flu shots in August and September that they may not have.
It would not last.
Immunity. Yeah.
Oh, so, I didn't realize that. So if I get my shot now and the flu is hitting here in March, I'm not covered.
You're very low likelihood of being covered.
Wow.
Correct.
All right. Well, that sounds like, yeah.
Wait a couple of months.
That sounds like a conversation for the next month or so. Dr. Vandergriff, always a pleasure. And folks, if you want to get in touch, it is 843-945-3030, the new Strand Urgent Care. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you very much.